And it's good to be in the house of the Lord this morning. And I'm so happy and glad to see all of you here, strong, vibrant, shining, looking good. Praise the Lord. That's a good thing. The Bible says, 1, 2, 3, I will be in thy midst. I know we have missed some people here today, but no worries. Next week, we'll be here together. Last Sunday, I'm supposed to be here with you, but I wasn't feeling good. Even I missed to call my moderator, Tammy, to let her know that I'm not coming because I was tired. But God is good. Today, I'm here. So let us open our books together in the book of Genesis. Genesis chapter 22, verses from 1 to 14. Genesis 22, verses from 1 to 14. Sometime later, God tested Abraham. He said to him, "Abraham, here I am." He replied, "Then God said, take your son, your only son, Isaac, whom you love, and go to the region of Moriah. Sacrifice him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains I will tell you about." Early the next morning, Abraham got up and saddled his donkey. He took with him two of his servants and his son Isaac. When he had caught enough wood for the burnt offering, he set out for the place God had told him about. On the third day, Abraham looked up and saw the place in distance. He said to his servant, "Stay here with the donkey while I and the boy go over there. We will worship and then we will come back to you." Abraham took the wood for the burnt offering and placed it on his own Isaac, and he himself carried the fire and the knife. As the two of them went on together, Isaac spoke up and said to his father, "Abraham, father." "Yes, my son," Abraham replied. "The fire and the wood are here," Isaac said, "but where is the lamb for the burnt offering?" Abraham answered, "God himself will provide the lamb for the burnt offering, my son." And the two of them went on together. 9, when they reached the place God had told Abraham, Abraham built an altar there and arranged the wood on it. He burned his son Isaac and laid him on the altar on the top of the wood. Then he reached out his hand and took the knife to slay his son. But the angel of the Lord called out to him from heaven, "Abraham, Abraham." "Here I am," he replied. "Do not lay hand on the boy." He said, "Do not do anything to him. Now I know that you fear God, because you have not withheld from me your son, your only son." Abraham looked up, and there in a thick, and saw a ram caught by its horn. He went over and took the ram and sacrificed it as a burnt offering instead of his son. 14, finally, so Abraham called that place, "The Lord will provide." And to this day, it is said, on the mountain of the Lord, it will be provided. Brothers and sisters, this is the word of God. I pray, I say, God, give me a message so I can be able to edify the church of God here today. Before I move to my sermon, which I entitle it, "The Ultimate Act of Faith, Abraham and Isaac." That's very important. And let us continue to pray for America. Today, there's a big prayer taking place in Arizona. And because following the death of Charlie Kirk, I have learned about this young man lately. He was a follower of Christ. He was a great follower of Christ, and I have seen his boldness, and I have seen the power that moved him. And me and my family, we cry and celebrate that great young man. He was humble, but he speak boldness. He speak light into the darkness. And I want America to continue to pray for his family. I want you to continue to pray for his wife, Erica, and their two children. Me as a father, it's difficult to see the father left and the children left behind with that young widow. And God put in my heart to edify us with this ultimate act of faith that Abraham took. Abraham was a wonderful man. He's from Iraq. I heard from Cheryl earlier, is that Cheryl? Yeah, there's a young man that is going to Kuwait, deploying to Kuwait. I was in Kuwait once, twice or three times in Iraq. That's where Abraham came from. Christ, Abraham, brothers and sisters in Christ, today we gather to reflect on this most profound history of Abraham. And the history of Abraham and his son Isaac, which is going to teach me and you something here very importantly. And as recorded in Genesis 22, this history is not merely a tale from ancient scripture, but it is a timeless lesson for all of us on faith. On faith. We have to stand strong on our faith in obedience in the depths of our relationship with God. In this scripture, we're going to look at the passage in which we read earlier, and we see God testing Abraham. God tests people because he wants to see whether he's strong or not. So the testing of Abraham by asking him to sacrifice his beloved son Isaac. You know, Abraham and Sarah, Sarah was barren for a very long time. She's an old woman. And that such an age, you will never believe somebody will have a child anymore. But God promised Abraham, their children will be like stars. You know, the only time you see stars is during night. If you go out, you know, when I was in Africa growing up, we don't have electricity. And that's what I keep telling my kids. I say, never take electricity for granted. Because where I was growing, there's no electricity. And there was time for me when my mother asked me to go into that little room, dark room, you know, as a little kid, I was scared because I don't know, something might get me there. So I don't want to go to that dark room. But my mother would say, hey, go and bring me something from there. So I have to go. So God promised Abraham and Sarah their children will be like stars. They have belief in that promise. And they have belief in the love of God. And they are so obedient. Why will God ask for such a sacrifice? What does this mean for us today? That is a very difficult sacrifice for God to come and ask Abraham for his one and only son, Isaac, in which they have been waiting for many years. That's be challenging. Abraham was challenged. But I never see Abraham complaining here. The call to faith, God's call Abraham, is represent a profound test of faith. Abraham had already shown his trust to God. God called him, Abraham, leave your country. Go to where I'm sending you to. He left his country. He took his wife and his, you know, the people that was with him, including his father, and he left. But now, God is testing him again. Give me your son that you love so much. That was a big challenge. His faith was a test that challenged the very fabric of his existence. That life of his son. I love my son so much, but God is asking me to give this son. Abraham never complained. He never complained. In our own lives today, we are often called to step out of our faith. Step out of your faith. To trust God when the circumstances are unclear. You don't know what is going to happen, but God called you out of that comfort zone of yours. We have seen our brother Ken is singing here today. God called Ken, said, Ken, you don't have any choice, but you will sing today. All right.
Ken was, hey, I can hear your voice, brother. That was so beautiful. Because God called you for such a time like this to come and praise him here. Hallelujah. So are we prepared? That's the question. Sometimes you feel like, I'm not prepared. Why were you calling me at this time? I'm not prepared. I'm not ready. Who told you you are not ready? Praise the Lord. We are ready to surrender our most precious gift. We have gift that we love so much. Like Isaac, Abraham loved Isaac so much. He should have told God, hey, God, I'm not going to give you Isaac. Maybe, God, you're mistaken. That's not right. This is the son that you have given to me. But Abraham never complained. Our dreams that we love so much. Dreams that we love so much. Our relationship that we love so much. Even our children that we love so much. But God is calling us to give those precious gifts that we love so much into him. Because he is the giver of all good things. And to God's hands. I mean, this history actually encouraged me. Before I'm encouraging you right now. Is to ask ourselves, what is it that God is asking us to sacrifice for him today? That's the most important question. It could be your time. It could be the effort that you'll go extra mile with somebody. You can go out of call of duty, visiting brothers and sisters, giving food out, praying for people, visiting people in hospital, traveling overseas, doing what is good. Do a kindness and be valuable while you're doing that, because God is ready to use you if you're ready to do that. So all these things. The nature of obedience, that's what we need to talk about it next. Abraham immediately responded to God. Command was not met with hesitation. He wasn't hesitant. He said, God, no problem. I'm ready to do whatever you're telling me to do. That's obedience. That's why Bible says obedience is better than sacrifice. He never debated with God. He said, here I am. He rose early in the morning. You know, getting up early in the morning is not an easy thing. I'm a morning person, but sometimes it is a little bit difficult to get up in the morning. Especially during winter time. During winter time, you know, snow is waiting for you out there. And you know you got to drive out there. You got to go to work because you don't have any choice. So waking up in the morning, you know, some people say, I'm not a morning person. I'd rather wake up in the evening or afternoon. So Abraham wake up early in the morning, gathered the necessary materials. Because you know God is sending him for task, for something very important. That's what I brought instead of Charlie Koch earlier. That young man can debate people. 30-year-old, full of virtual, intelligent, college dropout, but the intelligence that he carries is from heaven. Nobody can give you that kind of brain to debate people like that. He went even to Oxford University in London, challenged the British, the English speakers. He went with his American English, challenged them there. Praise the Lord. So you see, things are happening here. Things are happening in this country. This country is changing because Jesus has shown himself really in good way. So Abraham gathered the materials and set out for the mountain where God instructed him to go. His obedience is both striking and setting. How can we apply this into our life today? We're talking about Abraham and Isaac here, but for us here sitting as a church, as a First Baptist Church, obedience to God often requires us to act even when we don't understand. It doesn't matter if you understand or not. You just have to believe. You got to have that faith. Say, God, here I am. Use me. It challenges the notion of understanding. Proceed to obedience here. Consider your own response to God's call. Are we slow to act? That's a very important question. Waiting for clarity? Or do we trust him enough to take the first step even when we cannot see the entire path? Sometimes we don't have to see the end result, but we got to have a faith because God has to take us through the process as he did to Abraham. Finally here, we have to believe in God's provision. God provides.
As Abraham and Isaac ascend the mountain, Isaac, innocently, you know, innocent young man, he doesn't know what is happening. He trusts his father. He loves his father. He knows his father will never harm him. But the problem here, Abraham never revealed the secret to that little one. But Isaac now is asking his father, 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 there's a question about the lamb. Because you cannot do sacrifice if you don't have a lamb. So Isaac wanted to know. He wanted to know, where is the lamb for this sacrifice? Because he was kind of trying to wonder, are we going to mountain and we're building altar and all this kind of, Father, where is the lamb? That was his question. Abraham assured him, God will provide. Praise the Lord. God provides everything we're looking for according to our desires, according to his riches in glory. Our God is a good God. For himself, the lamb. God will provide the lamb. This statement actually reflects Abraham's answering or unwavering faith to God. When the moment of sacrifice comes, and Abraham raises his knife, he's about to slaughter his own son and provide a ram caught in that thick wooden area. Abraham was so ready to do what God told him to do, but guess what? This profound moment actually teaches me and you here that while God may ask for our total surrender, we have to surrender. He's also God of provision. God provides. That's why we don't have to worry as a human being. If God can provide to the birds that are flying all over the place, they don't have no farms, they don't have no work, they don't have nothing, but God provides for them. At this moment, God showed himself to Abraham once more. Here I am, Abraham. I will provide for you. So for you and me sitting here, even if we're going through difficult times, sometimes we don't have enough. We don't have to panic because our God will provide for us. Praise God. God will provide. But he's a good God. He's a wonderful God. He will provide into you according to his riches in glory. He said, try me if I cannot open the windows of heaven and pour everything you're looking for according to the desire of your heart. Never cry. Sometimes we cry. Bible says you may cry all night, but joy comes in the morning. Praise God. Joy comes in the morning. So this kind of moment of sacrifice, we have to relinquish. We must remember that God will provide. He is intimately aware of our struggle. We have a struggle that we're going through within our families, within our community, within our state of Nebraska, within this great country, United States. God knows our struggle, but in our needs, he will provide. He will provide, even though sometimes we see like he's not going to do it, but God will provide. So as a Christian, we cannot overlook the prophetic nature of his history. Isaac carrying the wood for the sacrifice is a parallel to Jesus carrying the cross. Hallelujah. Just as Abraham was willing to offer the son, God ultimately gave his son, the only one, the only begotten one, Jesus Christ, as a sacrifice to all of us for our sin. Because the Bible says we all sinned and fell short of God's glory. That's very important to know. You have to know if God can give his own only son. So what are we going to give to God today? That's a very important question to me and you sitting here. This history is inviting us to reflect on the depth of God's love for us. This willingness to sacrifice is not merely a test of faith, but it is an invitation into deeper relationship with God. We got to have that deeper relationship with God, no matter what. A relationship grounded in love, trust in grace. We have to have that love. We got to have that, extend that grace to others. But the most important thing, you have to trust God in the deep, challenging time. In conclusion, let us reflect on the journey of Abraham today. A journey marked by radical faith. The radical faith that you know you don't have any clue where you're going, but you trust God. God will take me where you want me to go. I don't have any clue what I'm going to give to my God, but God will provide for you and me. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, asking us to place on that altar today what we have. In that altar. Never undermine yourself. anything that you will offer, even your heart, you offer to God. Jesus said that woman gave a little coin. She gave it more than anybody else. Hallelujah. God is looking into our heart. So what are we willing to sacrifice in life to demonstrate our faith in him today? We have seen Charlie Koch gave his life just to ignite fire in this country. Bring people together. I was looking in that TV this morning. Thousands and thousands of people, they're expecting 100,000 to fill that stadium just because of Christ. Just because of Christ. It's not because of anybody else, but because of Christ. Let us give whatever we can give so that multitude can come to Christ. Sometime it will even take our own life to sacrifice so that God can bring multitude to Christ. Young men and young women in America today are running into church. A couple years back they were running from church, but now they're running into the church for God's glory. That is a wonderful thing. Let us demonstrate our faith in him. And as we contemplate this question, may we hold into the promise that our God is a loving provider who meets us in our deepest need. Let us pray. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, help us to have the faith of Abraham. Teach us to surrender our fears, our doubt, and our pride, possessions into your hands. May we trust in your providence and in your life, knowing that you are always working for our good. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen.